give you the highest praise. Lily of the valley, bright and morning star, our God that is gracious and mighty, our God that is faithful, dependable, reliable God. The dependable God. I want to say thank you. For either at all, you have helped us. Either at all, you have brought us. Either at all, you have made the place of your feet glorious. Father, we honor you this morning. We thank you for the deliverances that you have wrought. Every time we have appeared in your presence, in the month of September, we thank you for what you have prepared, what you have pre-planned, what you will do. Even as we come into your presence tonight, Father, we make room for you to have your way, Lord, to establish your counsel and to do as you will, Lord, in our lives, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Zembro nega kusozia zi ingege kuazo enzo kuata endege kustozozo enzo prondege kustozo nende le kongo soate enzo prondege kuazo ondo kustozozia me kuasa sia ela prondege kuaza endege kuaza zi indala boso zie endege kuaza pe kuazo zie ezo prondege gege libru zozie mokusto zia endege ge libru zozie ende kusto zozie endogo libru zozie endege kosiato ondelikrosi ato ondolabosha ate. Engage your spirit in appreciating the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, our God who has brought us, and as we remain in the attitude of thanksgiving, you have sent to the Lord those that you have prepared this night for, Lord God, that them. Those that you have ordained this night for, God, that them. God, not a few. Gather every man, gather every woman that you have ordained tonight for. This is an appointment with God. Father, gather every man, every woman that you have ordained this meeting for. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Iso prondege kuazo zie, Iso pondo negla kusto zozie. Mendolo stoso, ze ebrino custososia, istondo le crustosi andre negazo, esuata ando gustosose, ende ge quasosie, ende custososie, ende custososie, apronde ge quaso, endogo libru sosie, endege custo sosie, esoto ondege kosiate, endege kua sosie, endokustoso, endege kua sosie, endege kua sosie, endege kua sosie, enda custoso sopro nege kuasa, ende kuasa sia, elopro nega custoso sie, endustoso sia, esopronde ge custoso sie, ende ge custolo pronde ge kuaso, esopronde ge custoso sia, indolobosiato, menge custoso si indeleboso, Esso pronde che custo sosie, ende che quaso, onde che libro sosie, ende che quaso, onde che quasose, esso pronde che custo sosa, esso pronde che quasete, ondo lo bossi ita. My Father, we bless you. Yes. On the highest place for you are the great high priest. We bless you. I am above all else. Lord, we come to you to worship your throne. Our God, we come to you to worship at your throne. Our God, we come to you to worship at your throne. Our God, we come to you to worship our throne. Our God, we come to you to worship at your throne. Our God, we come to you to worship at your throne. Our God, we come to you to worship at your throne. Our God, we come to you to worship your throne. My God, I come to you to worship at your throne. Our God, we come worthy is your name, O God. We worship your majesty. Awesome God, how great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracle. We're standing all of your holiness. Our God, we bow and worship
as an atonement
meant for you, for me, for us. The life of the flesh is in the blood, and it has been given as an atonement. The life of the flesh is in the blood. So take advantage of that life of Jesus that is in the blood, and let it be a covering for you, for your household this morning. Say to the Lord, cover me with the precious blood of Jesus. Lord, cover me. I am covered. I bring my household under the precious blood of the Lamb of God.
Who's
Lord, I engage the blood of Jesus this night as an instrument of warfare against every satanic demonic oppression that is contrary to me, that is contrary to God's plan for me, contrary to God's purpose for me. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Estondoge custososie, Esoprondike custososie, Esopri ando custosia, Ilocaboshtose dendele gracias. Beloved, that is the blood of Passover. Therefore, you are saying, Father, Lord, let the blood of Jesus answer as the Passover blood. Exodus chapter 12, God said, evil will pass over us. Therefore, you sprinkle the blood of Jesus upon everything in your home, in your life. And you are saying tonight, this is a token of covenant between God and I. The blood of Jesus, that is the blood of the new covenant. Let it become an instrument, Lord, of warfare against the wicked, who is assigned against my life, assigned against my destiny, assigned against the divine agenda of God in my life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Isoprondike custososie, Isoprondike custosia, Ilobaba custososie, Isoprundaga custososie, Istondogoli custososie, Istondoke custososie, Istondrunagazo, Endege quasosie, Endege custososia, Ilobrondege quaso, Endege quasosie, Esoprondege custososie, Endega custososia, Ilobaba custososie, Endege custososie, Mekuto nongle cucusosie, Istondoge custula brendege custasasie, Esoprondege custososa. Estando gelebrina gogogosiato, mekle custosose, endege custososie, endega quashate, endocula prendege quaso, esoprondege custososie, endege custososie, endege sukita la prondege custososia, endege quasasie, Endege custososie, Isoprondike custososie, Le entrina quasasie, Endege custososie, Istondolobo librusosie, Istondogogo librusosie, Endege custososie, Istondolobo sasia, Esoprondike custosie, Ande, Ella bebe custososie, Endege custosia, Ilobrondege custososie, Istondogo custososie, Istondolike cucusososie, Istondige cucustoli bruno cucusasia, Endege quasasie, Esoprondege custososie, Esu andoge librusosie, Istondogo custososie, Esoprundaga quasasie, endogogo librusosie, endege cosiata, mengostososie, andalebronega gasiate, esoprondege custososie, isoprondege custoso, esoprondege custososie, endege librusosie, Isoprondige quasasie, me quasate, Esoprondege quasa, Endege quasosie, Istondogo quasasie, Endege custososie, Esoprundaga custososie, me cogogosasie, Endege quasosie, Ilobrondega custososie, Istondolo bronde custasase, Eso pronde gege libru sosie. Me kuasa sie. Endaga kuasa sie. Istondo lobo si ike kuasete. Ingo kakusto sosia. Endo lobo sahate. Beloved, before we continue tonight, there are things that has to take place. We have tonight and tomorrow morning to settle some issues. Beloved, the word of the Lord clearly states in Psalm number 4, verse 8, in peace, I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. The desire of God is for us to sleep. And when we sleep, your sleep is not supposed to be a nightmare. I will both lie down and sleep. The sleeping time is not designed for the oppressor. God is the giver of sleep. But when the time to sleep becomes the time after a busy day, when it was meant to be the right time for you to dream divine dreams, and when the enemy engages it and do contrary things, it is not supposed to be permitted. In peace, I will both lie me down. And sleep. So when you lie down, you are meant to sleep. It's not struggling to sleep. There is no need, according to the divine order of God, for us to suffer inability to sleep. But there are personalities tonight, this is not part of what was we were meant to go into, but I just hear that God wants to set somebody free. What is insomnia? I think insomnia might mean inability to sleep. God, you see. Inability to sleep. When one is awake all night, the word I add is insomnia. God said he desire for peaceful sleep. In peace, I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. And this is the reason why I am completely persuaded that God is the watcher over God's people, because he's on the Job 24 by 7. When we are sleeping, he that keepeth us, Psalm 91, he that keepeth us neither sleep. The keeper of Israel neither sleep nor slumber. Saul is on the job. He watches over us 24/7. And Psalm 121, verse 4, because the roots of sleeplessness, the fear of the nightmares of the night must be broken tonight. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. Is a watcher over us in the night. Is a keeper over us on the job 24/7. And is the one that protects us. He said the sun shall not strike you by day nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. Exception from evil operators, smooth operators, wicked operators of the night. Exception from every manipulation of the enemy that make man to break out into sweat in the night. Exception from the powers that has taken hold of the night to attack, to oppose, to oppress, to delay, to assault. This is what I see. If you are here, you want to pray. I see a man, maybe during the course of the day, I see this individual is wearing where they will say, Jesus, come on, everybody wear jeans. Even me, I wore jeans today. But you will know. And you will find. I see the back view of this individual. Is a man. and I see this individual wearing jeans, God wants to help you today. And He wants to do a complete work that terminates the oppressors that you have seen in the nighttime. But this is it. David said in Psalm number 23, there are certain things I'm not given to talk about. So I'm just going to speak in parable. And whether you are a man or a woman, I will admonish you to pray this prayer. In Psalm 23, David said, He prepared a table before me Verse number 5. You prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my cup, my head with oil, my cup runneth over. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. And when you look at David talking about God as a shepherd, when He prepared a table before him, it was in a situation where he was least expected to rise. He was least expected to be crowned. He was forgotten. He was treated as a non-existent man. He was treated as an undeserving man of good things. It was treated as one beloved before then, before a table was prepared for him. He was relegated to the backside of the destiny. Beloved, he was only good to do the mundane work of his father. They never consider him to have a moment of rising, a moment of feasting, a moment of moving forward, a moment of progress, a moment of feasting. He was good as a messenger. They never consider him to be a candidate that will rule a nation of Israel. What was good for the Joseph was never good for him. He was treated before then as an uneducated man, a man untrained for warfare, a man that was meant to be on the servant. Beloved, he said, He prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. But God put him on a red carpet. God brought him to a place of honor. God brought voice. It is okay if your case is going to put a hold on what we were going into. If we don't get there, we will get there in the morning. But this is an urgent case. So you lift up your voice. Any satanic, demonic visitor of the night that turns the night time to a nightmare for you, you are saying, any demonic satanic visitor of the night, of the daytime, that turn your sleep into a restless moment, into an oppressed moment, you are saying, what are you waiting for? Loose me, die. Loose me and die. What man did not give to you, what the devil didn't give to you, he can't take it. He didn't give you the sleep. How dare the devil wanting to take that sleep away from you. So you are saying, you didn't give me sleep. You have no authority to invent my sleep. You have no authority to manipulate my sleep. You have no authority to turn my sleep into a time of warfare. You have no authority to turn my sleep to a moment of denial in the might of good things. Therefore, loose me, die. Loose me and die. Loose me and die. Loose me and die. Loose me and die. Is upon the custos of ye, as in the quas of ye, and the custos of ye, and the custos ye, as upon the custos of ye, is on the custos of ye, and the custos of ye, and the calibus of ye, macros ato, as upon the quas. And the Gagalibru Sosie, Ishton Naga Custo Sosie, Indalabosate, Illabosotia, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. When people sleep in the day, sleep in the night, and they are troubled. And that is when some people who decided or who stay awake, not because they don't want to sleep. It is because the enemy hijacks their sleep and mess it up. Beloved, so if it is waking up better than sleeping, it is illegal. So every power troubling you in your sleep, they must die. Beloved, all day today I was meditating on some certain scriptures of the word of the Lord. And the Lord helped me to understand continually that what you are quiet about does not change. It is when you have enough, it's enough spirit that you are saying, I am tired, I'm sick and tired of this. I make a demand for a change. My sleep cannot be, my dream life cannot be turned to nightmares. The word of the Lord said, God is the giver of sleep. But look, the sleep that God giveth was meant to be a time that God engages his people and he communicates with them and gives divine dreams, the dreams of destiny, the dreams of protection. He gives divine instruction unto man and tell them what step they were to take in life. He exposes to us what should happen in the night. Why should that nighttime not be a time where the enemy settles issues of losses. And then in the daytime, you are wondering why certain things are not taking place. Beloved, so you are rising. You are rising. And in your rising, you are going to say like this. Every satanic invasion that appear in my sleep to empty me of my breakthrough that I have had in the daytime, to deny me of the opportunity that was secured for me in the daytime. What are you waiting for? Be located by fire. Be burned to ashes. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Just follow me. I will say everything in the way and manner as the Holy Spirit bring them to me this morning. The word of the Lord says, the night time is the time to sleep. And God was committed to his people. He said, the sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. For the Lord is our keeper, the Lord is our shade. So the sun and the moon are the elements. That is why Joshua, as we saw 3 days ago, when this program started, we saw that he dealt and speak to the sun. He said, don't go down. He commanded the moon, don't you rise, because if you show up now, that means defeat. But what you have to understand is that it takes over the power that governs the night and the day, and he commanded them to walk with him for victory. And not to cooperate with the enemy to see his defeat. The story of Job was different. His problem started in the night time. Beloved, Job said, that's why some men of God that I know, they understand the principle of the night, and beloved, between 12 and 2, that is when they are in office. That is when they pray. Because they know that the enemy is wicked, and the enemy does wicked things in the night. Job begins to say in Job chapter number 4, verse 12, he said, now a word was brought to me, steadily my ear received the whisper of it. Amid thoughts from visions of the night, when this sleep falls of men, dread came upon me and trembling, which made all my bones shake. A spirit glided past my face, the ear of my flesh stood up. It stood still, but I could not discern its appearance. A form was before my eyes. There was silence. Then I heard a voice. His tragedy begins not in the daytime, because there is a spirit. That is saw in the night time. It said the ears. That is one of the. This is one of the things that I believe God will want me to expose to you tonight. Is embedded in this scripture. When you meet people and the ears of your head is standing out, they are demonic smooth operators. I shy away from saying I'm not a deliverance minister. I am just a servant of the Lord that will do anything that God said I should do. But I know that that is one of the areas that God called me to serve. I saw it happen. I don't know how to get there. So he has to teach me by himself. So when Jesus saw the guy that his father brought to his servants and they cannot deal with him, he knew. He said, you deaf and dumb spirit. They were dealing with epilepsy. But there was a spirit that comes into that boy and causes things to happen. Job exposed to you and I. What you see when spirits are in a place, when demonic powers are operating, beloved. Then a spirit. That is not the spirit of God. The spirit of God does not make your ear to stand on your head. I got a call yesterday. I was almost turned into a funny person. When I am not a doctor, and the Lord spoke to me about somebody and said, go and get them to do this medication. Go and get them to do this particular test for you. I didn't just say it because I saw the head of the individual. I saw it open. And I saw what was wrong. Many months now. I said the doctors might not have the accurate information. I saw the spiritual connotation of the challenge and I gave instruction. You can't force anything, but you keep quiet. And then I got a call today to say that somebody else came and everything that you said, it was like you talking. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, a matter will be established. Not only did the person say, he brought stuff to test, to prove what I said. A physical professor, a physical person that is inclined in that field, able to say that these are the things that I believe this to be done. Beloved, because I know that when you come in the night, there are places you pass through and your hair stand out. You meet beautiful faces, but you know, you meet people that they have depression, inclination of insanity, and you know, you just know, there is a demonic influence because a spirit entered into them. Don't misunderstand this, for I don't know, they call something goosebump. Goosebump. I don't know what you call goosebump. Goosebump. When you meet a situation that is inclined by the Spirit of the Living God, it's different. The ear of your head will not be standing up. Orie ole ma wu. And you cannot feel fear. He said, fear came upon me. So you cannot say you saw God and you wake up and you are breaking out into sweat. You must know who you saw. A spirit passed. It's an illegal thing that you are to deal with and not allow to leave. Beloved, any demonic deposit in your life, he said, there was a form before my eyes. In the silence, I heard a voice. His problem started in the night. So you saw that the shaking that he felt, beloved, is what was seeded in the infirmity that he had. Until he was almost left like bones. He didn't know that the affliction was happening to him. Beloved, I want you to lift up your voice. And you are saying tonight, every demonic dream of the night that has made me fearful, that is the reason for my trouble. Every demonic invasion of darkness in my sleep that has emptied my temple of honor, my temple of feasting. What are you waiting for? Be negated by the power in the blood of Jesus. Be negated by the power in the blood of Jesus. Be negated by the power in the blood of Jesus. Be negated by the power in the blood of Jesus. Be negated by the power in the blood of Jesus. Be negated by the power in the blood of Jesus. Be negated by the power in the blood of Jesus. Isopiondege kustozozie. Esoprondege kuazazie. Esu indege kustozozie. Esoti andranagozo. Indalike kustozoza. Inge kuazozie. Esopri andaga kukustozozie. Esso se prende che custosia, istondo le che custososa, inde che custosie, ende che custosie, melongo custososie, ende che custososie, isso prunde che custososia, ende che libro sosie, ende che libro sosie, me custosie. Ende gege libru sosia, inge kua sosia, ende gege libru sosia, ende ga kusto sosia, indogo go libru sosia, ende ge kusto sosia, istondo go kustoso, endre ne ga kusto sosia, istondoli ge kusto sosia, isopri angu kusto sosia, esso pronde ge kuata la brosa, mi gusto sosia, illo pronde ge kukukuku sosie, ende ge libru sosie, istondo ge galubru soate, me crozi ato, ende ge libru sosie, ende ge kusto sosa, inde ge kusto sosie, ende ge kuata lo pronde ge kusto sosie, istondo ge kusto sosa, in la brandi che qua sosie, me qua sosie, ende che libro sosie, endi che custososa, in la brandi che custososie, endo la vostra arte, in che qua sete, ende che qua sa, anda la croce e che qua so, e soprande che custososie, ende che libro sosie, isto dole grossosia, indongo libro sosie, inge quashite, ende che custososie, indolo bossate. Excuse me, beloved, what you have to know is that Job was the richest man in the East. So what the enemy shook out of him beloved was all of his achievement, all of his family, all of the honor that he received. Everything that he has accomplished was taken away from him. In his time, the richest man from the East. All that he has acquired. But he didn't know then until the night time. Until the daytime where things begin to happen to him. Beloved, because Job 1 listed everything that he had, the word of the Lord said, is a perfect man, he shun evil, he has integrity, a good man, is an upright man. 7 sons, 3 daughters, 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large number of servants. Job was the greatest man among all the people of the East. Beloved, there was always feasting in his house. So one demonic visit of the enemy stopped the feasting. Instead of feasting, there was mourning in his house. Instead of feasting, there was sadness in his house. Instead of feasting, there was losses in his house. Instead of feasting, beloved, there was a satanic thing that took place in the night that turned a house of feasting to become a place of mourning. You are going to rise up and say, every satanic attack of the night that was to turn my house from a place of feasting, a place of celebration, a house of joy, to a house of sadness and sorrow. Today, in the name of Jesus, I overturn you. 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 It's upon the Gekustosos. And the Gekustosos. Ilaba Kakustosos. Esoprian the Gekustosos. Idole Gekustos. And the Gekustosos. Istondoli Gekustos. Indege Kustos. Endege kustososie, istolaba kustosia, isoprondege kustosia, istondege kustososie, istondalaba satia, endege kustososie, mikrososia, istondaga koniprososie, istondalaba shate, indege kwasa, every satanic invasion of the night that was to turn my platform of feasting, my platform of honor, my platform of progress, my platform of joy, my platform of breakthrough, to a place of sorrow, to a place of defeat, to a place of losses. Today, in the name of Jesus, I cancel you. I cancel you. I cancel you. I cancel you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I cancel you. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I cancel you. It's upon the Gakuasosie. It's upri and Docustosie. Igekuasosie. Le Engle Custosos. Ila Bongrika Suate. It's upron de Gakustosos. Ila Brondege Custosi and it's upron de Gakustosia. In the Gekustososie, Isobalogrusas, and the Gekolibrusosia, and Gekuasasie, and the Kukustosos, Igekuashate, Istondalegakustososia, ondaga kustos osie eso priando con igrus art indege kuasasie endeke kustososa iso prondege kustosa istondo koyaga sotie iga kuasete illaka kuasosie eso prondega art endege kulo prondegaso istondege kulobros art istondo kalibrus osie eso prondega kukuzosie eso piondege kustososie endege kuasasie illa prondege kustososie istondo kalibrusosie iso prondege kustososa iso priandostege limongros art iso prondege kustososa istondege kustososie eso priandega kustosia istondo labosiato indege kustososie istondo kustososie endege kuasosie endege kustosia istondo gogalibrusosie mengo kuasa istondo gogalibrusosie endege kustososie istondo labakurombo de gaza istendege kustososie istondo gakeke librusosie istondo labasiate enge kuasasie endege kustososie illa prondega kuasasie megleke kustososie istondege kuasa librusosie istondo gakustososie endege kustososie mekuasasia illa prondege kustososie indege kuasosie istondo labasiate istondo gakustososie endege kuadagalobrosiate mekuasasie endege kustososie istondo labongrosiato endege kustososie endege kuasosie istondo labasiato inge kuashete. It is very clear. One dream, one single dream, emptied everything that he had had. And beloved, it's over time that the damage that that dream did, the impact of that damage was seen over time. One dream. Beloved, over time, affected him in a negative way. When other men are dreaming divine dreams, every attacker of the night that foul spirit that showed up in the night for him was an emptier of riches, emptier of celebration, emptier of beloved what was good. He's always having a party in his house, a joyful house where everything is there. His kids surrounded his table. They didn't have to borrow. Everything was well. Just one demonic visitor of the night, which was the devil who perpetuated evil, because he was the one who went, beloved, to God and said, do you think he feared you? He was only doing all that he was doing because it was well with him. And beloved, feasting ended. And that was the beginning of losses. There was even almost losing his own life. That's why I say to wicked personalities who don't know that it was the devil that was working through them, their personalities, beloved, that you just wonder, what kind of a people are these? When they get into business until they bring it down, they don't steal a little bit. They will steal the they steal the profit, they steal the capital. They are the enemy that wants one to become zero. They make you fool, but they want you to be empty before they finish their business. You want to rise up in your spirit this morning. That is why I thank God for bringing us in the touch heaven 8 times. Because God is mindful of us. You want to say any visitor of the night that on what I have achieved in the daytime to be emptied in the nighttime. What are you waiting for? Die! Die in the name of Jesus. Whether they are demons, whether they are personalities and entities that allow the devil to work in them. He said it was a spirit. Die! 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 In the name of Jesus. You saw my achievement in the day. You came in the night time to steal it. You came in the night time to devour it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command you to die. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I command you to die. 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 I command you to die in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. You don't target anybody, you're targeting the devil. I don't care who they are. You are not to lose in the night what God has given you in the daytime. I will prepare a table before you. In the presence of your enemies, he prepared that table. He set him up. So any personality that come in the night time to stop celebration in any life, beloved, that singular visit did not just made him to be bereaved in the daytime. He made his wife to turn against him. That singular visit made him to suffer a loss of everything that he has accumulated, acquired over time. Everything that Job had known, beloved, when he was the eyes to the blind, the feet to the lame, the respect and the honor that they have given to him, he became, beloved, lonely. Nobody knows him. Nobody cares about him. His friends were there. They were not helping him. Because and they have what it takes to help him because there's been a visitor in the night. And many times we get frustrated. How can friends become suddenly enemies? How can the places where you have known favor, you don't have favor anymore? How can profiting things become unprofitable? Because there was an enemy that had visited ke kwaso me kwaso sie endege gege libru sosie endege kwaso sie ende ko kwaso sie ende ko siato ende kusto sosie ende kwaza me kwaso sie indolobo sahate. Look at the detail that Job gave. I read the book of Job when I was in trouble many, many years ago, a number of times. But I never saw the thing that God is saying to us this much tonight. Job said, in a dream, Job 33:15, in a vision of the night, when this sleep falls on man, while they slumber on their beds, then he opens the ears of man and terrifies them with warning. That he may turn man aside from his deed and conceal pride from a man. The night time is when God was meant to reveal things that will help us to escape self-destruction. Through dreams and vision, it will direct us. Through dreams and vision, it will ensure that we don't become arrogant. It keeps back a soul from the pit, its life from perishing by the sword. He shows us where the enemy has plotted so that we don't get into it. And beloved, what do we do with the warnings of God? Job didn't know what to do. He felt fear when he woke up, but he didn't do anything about it. He thought it was just for the moment. He didn't know that that singular visit, the enemy used it to trouble him. Beloved, I want you to lift up your voice and begin to say to the Lord, every warning that you have given to me in my sleep and I have not comprehended with them or take the right action to prevent me from becoming a victim of circumstances, a victim of oppression, a victim of harassment. Father, bring them back to my memory. Lord, urge me to take a corrective measure to do what was right. Lord, by your word, to fix everything that you have warned me against, so that I will not become a prey of circumstances. I will not be a victim of the enemy. I will not fall into the net that was drawn for me. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, it's upon the Gekustozozia. In the Gekustozozia. It's upon the Gekustozia. Mekuata. Alevrida Koso. In the Gekustozozia. Endege kustososie isoprondega kwaso mekuashete endege kustososie ilabrondege kwaso endege kwaza ando kustososie istondolobosi ike kwashete ende libruzososo pondege kustosia ilagre kukuto Sosia, Indranege Kukustososia, Illa Brondege Kwasasie, Illa Bongru Sosie, Esso Pondege Kustososia, Endegege Nebru Sosia, Innolobosahate. Proverbs chapter number 4. Let's go to 16. It said, for they cannot sleep unless they have done wrong. They are robbed of sleep unless they have made someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. I want to believe that violent men and beloved, these powers of darkness, they are cowards. Why don't those all walk the streets and begin to do it in the daytime? So they take advantage of the covering of the night to do wickedly. The word of the Lord said, wicked men are operators under the covering of darkness. They operate at the nighttime. That's why he saw the spirit in the night. It said they continue to do atrocities. In the night time, they drink the wine of violence, but the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter unto the full day. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. Beloved, you want to say to the Lord, Lord, every satanic wicked personality that I thought was a friend in the daytime, but was an enemy of the night, operating under deep darkness to make me lose, to hijack my table of celebration, to hijack my table of honor, to hijack my table of feasting. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, let their ways be slippery. Let them fall into deep darkness. Let them know, not know what made them stumble. Set them up for a fall. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, is up under the custodians. Is standing a custodiande. Elebrina kuasos. Endra custodiosie. Indogo custodiosie. Is standing a librusosie. Mekuaso. Endege kuaso. Endege custodiosie. Illa brondege custodios. Istondo ge custodiosie. Esopri ando custodia. Ege kuashite. In the mighty name of Jesus. They turn a rich man to a poor man by demonic invasion of the night. I want you to say tonight, every dream of poverty, every dream of emptiness, every dream of struggle that I have had through satanic demonic infiltration in my dream life, even in the night time, in the mighty name of Jesus, I overturn you. Be converted to dream of greatness. Be converted to dream of increase. Be converted to dream of restoration. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, be converted to my dream of moving forward, to dream of progress now. It's upon the custodians. In lemblego custodians. It's on the custodians. And the custodians. In labron the custodians. It's on the custodians. In the lege custos. In labron the libru sosie. It's on the In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Illa brondega quaso. Me quaso sie. Endege custoso sie. Endege custoso sie. Eso prondege calibru sosie. Me quaso sie. Endege quaso sie. Illa brondege custoso sie. Endege custoso sie. Andala bogustosa. Indala bosahate. Beloved King Azarus is not a gentleman. He's a king that does not honor the people that did right. But God took his sleep in order to give Mordecai what he rightfully deserved for helping the king out. As somebody shared a testimony with me since we started this week. We started last week. You know, how God gave her a job was can only be God who did it. I remember she had come to me when I said, my line is available tonight one day. I said, whatever the Lord showed to you that you don't understand, call me. I remember she called me. And she was sharing some dreams with me. And I know that that was a breakthrough. And I know what she has been through. I know how much it has been tough for her to secure a job. I know the pattern of wickedness that she has experienced. But when she shared what she saw, I know that was the answer. And she got a job cheaply. How can you get a, somebody called her, she went for one interview, before they said they are not going to give her the job, another interview came up, she went for the other, she had the interview, she didn't even go there physically, on the telephone, and the person said, are you from Nigeria? My mother was also in Nigeria, come, let us work together. That was a contract issued. Because he had his dream, that a dream that the enemy has used, because the first interview she saw that she lost. Beloved, and when God revealed to her a recovery, she got the job cheaply. My mother is also a Nigerian. Come and walk with me. The enemy had afflicted her in dreams. And God has to go into that dream life to correct the wrongs. So when God has to make an Azarus, who was the ruler over his own empire, to cause Mordecai to have his portion back, he has to go into his dream and make sure that he was restless. And he has to get up and fix everything that was wrong, whatever was withheld. They have withheld from Mordecai. They gave it back. There are personalities that hold on to your rights, to your portion. And God said to deny a man of his right, God does not approve. The word of the Lord said in Esther chapter number 6, on that night, which is tonight, the king could not sleep, and he gave orders to bring the book of memorable deeds, the chronicles, and they were read before the king, and it was fine written. And Mordecai told them about Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs who gathered the treasure, who had sought to lay hands on King Azarus. And the king said, the book is open. What honor or distinction has been bestowed on Mordecai for this? He was meant to be remunerated. But God agitated the king. You saw another account in Daniel. They lock him up. in the lion's den, God agitated the king so that he can come out. The personalities that needs to release what is yours, whether it is honor, whether it is promotion, whether it is testimonies, whether they are jobs, whether anything that it is. Let the God of heaven agitate them and let them by fire, by force, give me, you, us, our deals without fail. Therefore, you are saying, any personality that has slept in the night, but has my dues, my portion, my right, my reward, my results, my promotion, who are the authorities that are to release to me what belongs to me, Lord, we draw their sleep tonight. Agitate them until they release the portion of the prevailers in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Agitate them until they release the portion of the prevailers in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's a prondige custosia, il abrondege custoso, megle custoso, il abrondege custosia. In the custosozo, mekoto lebrina ozo, in the custosozia, in drono guazazie, in soprondege custosozie, in the guaza, in the custoso, in the colibruzozie, meke guazazie, in the colibruzozie, in the colibruzozia. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Judges chapter number 16 from 15 to 22, we saw an account of Delilah and Samson. And when Delilah have asked Samson, tell me about the source of your power, he said, if my head is shaved, then my strength will leave me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. When Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she went and called the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up again, for he has told me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in their hand. She made him sleep on her knees. And she called a man and had him shave off his 7 locks of his head. Then she began to torment him, and his strength left him. She made him sleep. She made him sleep. So sleep did not happen to him. Beloved, naturally, she did something. She pampered him to sleep. She made him become comfortable in such a way that sleep took him. Only God knows what she was doing to tamper with that man. She was meant to be a friend. She was meant to be a lover. I want you to lift up your voice. I thought you were my friend. I thought you really care and you love me. But then you suit me to sleep. Not just there are personalities that talk men to sleep. And talk women to sleep. You smooth talk me. And you made me sleep. Make me to be relaxed in your presence. And you brought the wicked entities to shave off my glory, to deny me of what God has invested in me, to steal my virtue, and to steal the grace of God upon my life. What are you waiting for? Fall down and die. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. What the summit, all sorts of people came. To my surprise, as the Lord opened my eyes yesterday, and I saw certain things, and I was dealing, I said, God, but who is that person? Who is this? I saw a clear face showed up. A face you will never expect 250 years to come. Became a messenger of the enemy. But they were not able to prevail. But they were friends in the daytime. But because they have been careless and have not allowed themselves freedom, and they're still running around looking for deliverance because they left the place where they were meant to be delivered. They become demonic monitors. They thought that they can stop the flow. They thought they can stop the work. They thought they can attack. But every time they tried to attack, it was backfiring on them. If God does not show it, no man can know it. You can't man me and refuse to leave the wicked world and you want to attack what God is doing. That person is setting themselves up to be judged. Because God said, I will contend with those who contended with you and I will save your children. But many of us, like Samson, have partied with Delilahs who make you to put your head on their shoulder in the daytime, who remind you, assign you, but beloved, who you would think is the best thing that ever happened from sliced bread, apart from sliced bread. But there are personalities who have made, allowed the enemy to make them their dwelling place. It's either you pray for them to be delivered. Or you allow them to destroy you. Pray for them to be delivered. If they refuse to be delivered, then let God judge them. But don't cross your leg and watch. Their personality that we get emotionally about, crazy. But they are wicked entities. And you are going to say, Father, by the power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, locate the cauldron of darkness. That is cooking my affairs in the night, engaging personalities that I call friend, engaging personalities that I have yoked myself with and I call lover, but goes to any covenant of darkness to cook my affairs, to waste my destiny, to attack my rising. In the night time, Father, locate their cauldron by fire and burn it down. Locate their cauldron by thunder and waste it this morning. Locate it and waste it. Locate it and waste it. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Isope kuata la grossa arte. Mendo kuaza zienda legrosi arte. Istula brondige kuazo zia. Enzo prone haza. Every time Delilah attacked Samson, it was not in the daytime. Every time. It will make him to sleep. And then, he perform the atrocities against him. And you and I were going to say, because what he was doing, when we see in Judges 16, from verses 1 to 4, he went to Gaza, saw a prostitute there, he went to her. And the Gazites were told, Samson has come here. And they surrounded the place and set an ambush for him all night at the gate of the city. They kept quiet all night, saying, let us wait till the light of the morning. Then we will kill him. But Samson lay till midnight, and at midnight he arose and took hold of the doors of the gate of the city and the two posts and pulled them up, bar and all, and put them on his shoulder and carried them to the top of the hill that is in front of Hebron. After this, so if he had laid all night, it was the night time also that he took the battle to the enemy at the gate, because he didn't allow them to attack him at night. I said to my family, may God deliver you from the spirit of sleep. But from the time that he began to sleep, that was when he slept all through the night, that was when Delilah was able to perform the atrocities. The first attempt at the job failed. The second attempt, beloved, did not work. The third attempt, he slept. Beloved, they have created a web around him. He awoke from his sleep and pulled away the pin and loom and the web. Beloved, but when he could not get up and slept all through the night, the enemy was able to do wickedly to him. I want you to say, every sleep that I have slept in my lifetime that has caused me an attack of my destiny, today I reverse it. I reverse it in the mighty name of Jesus. My Father, let there be a reversal tonight of every sleep that I have slept. That damage was done by the enemy against my destiny, against my life, against my ministry, against my marriage, against my children, or against my family. Let there be a reversal. Let the evil happen to the enemy, but let there be recovery for me. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Enda kosu ato. Enda ge kusto sozie. Ishtonda la guku sozoza. Ila krende ge kusto sozie. Endege kusto sosie, isopi ondege kwaza, endege kusto sosie, endolobo sahate. In the name of Jesus, it is the wicked that has no rest. The Bible says that you and I, in peace, we will both lie down and sleep. But the word of the Lord said there is no sleep for the wicked. So the spirit of insomnia is illegal and is torment against your life. It is illegal for you to suffer sleeplessness. It is illegal for the enemy night. Therefore, I want you to say, I arrest every spirit of insomnia, every spirit of agitation and trouble of the soul. I come against you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Is upon the gekusto zozia, elabe, and through zozia, and the gekusto zozia, and drosto, and the gekusto zozia, and the gekuasa zie, ulabri and tusto zozopri and the gekuasa, in the lobosi ate, and the gekusto zozia, is on the gekelibru zozia. And the custo zozia, ilabronde gekuazo, and the gekuzozo, istonde gekuazo, ilabrende gekuazozie, and the gekuazozie, indogo gokuaza, andogo kuazazie, and the gekusto zoza, indege gegelebrusa ate, and the custo zozie, and the kosozia. Isaiah 48:22. There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. They are the ones that are supposed to be sleepless. If there is something that belongs to you in their hand, they can't rest until they give it. If they are the one that cage you in, they can't rest until they open the cage. If they are the one that are troubling your destiny, they can't rest until they take their hand of your life. Beloved, that is why I said that so many, a number of years ago when we started this prayer line, when we finished praying, I see men of God that will call me and they will say, they are not men of God, they are men of the devil, but they have a church. They will call and say, why have you troubled us? What do you want? I don't want nothing from you. Because in order for you to gain your victory, you have to take the battle to the enemy at the gates. The word of the Lord said they will not sleep. But yet God's people will have divine dreams in the nighttime. Genesis 15:12-20, we saw that God established a covenant with Abraham when he was sleeping. The nighttime became a time of visitation for him. It became for him a time of encounter. It became a time when God said, I am committed to you. I will watch over you. I will bless you. We saw in Genesis 28:10-20, in the nighttime when Jacob put his head upon the altar where Abraham has poured the oil on the land, it became a place of reenacting the covenant that was made unto his father. It was in the night time. It was in the night time. Beloved, we saw also that even when God wants to do a work of creativity and create a woman out of man, he caused Adam to sleep. And he was creating a miracle, walking on 2 feet from his body. I want you to say to the Lord, Lord, as I go to bed tonight, visit me. Let me have a divine encounter with you in my dream, in my vision. Give me a supernatural encounter. Lord, do creative miracle in my life that will stand on God visibly as a testimony that I will share in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's upon the gekusto zozie, it's on the galikru zozie, it's upon the gekusto zozie, mother of Jesus and said, don't let your wife go. That which was in her was of the Holy Spirit. Divine instruction in the night time. Divine direction. Take that child back unto Egypt. For the Herod that was seeking his life is now dead. You are sent to the Lord. Give me divine direction in my dream. Give me divine instruction in my dream. Guide me and guard me, Lord, continually in my dream. In the Bacusto Sosiato, unravel to me every divine secret that I need to know in my dream. Ustondege Quaso, Eso Pri Andaga Custo Zia, Andru Nugu Sosia, Endogo Sosia, Eso Prondege Quaza, Istondege Custo Sosia, Andaga Custo Sosia. Meklo sosia, inglogogo kusto sosie, indege kwa sosie, endege kwazo, endege kusto sosie, endege kolibru sosie, ende kusto sosie, indoga kusto zosa, indege kwa sosie, istondo kolibru sosie, indege kwa sosie. I want you to say to the Lord, Lord, cover me, my household, with the blood of Jesus. I will not sleep the sleep of death. Nobody in my household will sleep the sleep of death. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, engage my dream life. Bring about restoration. Bring about recovery. Bring about release. Bring about victory. Bring about provision. Eliminate poverty. Eliminate disaster. Eliminate destruction. Eliminate opposition. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's upon us. Let the covenant of blessing made unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob be, oh God, enacted in my life, in my dream, to the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. God appeared unto Isaac in Genesis 26. He told him what to do in the time of famine. He showed him the secret of success and prosperity from his sleep. He said, stay in that land. God used the night time. He used it to turn famine into a season of flourishing for him. Why don't you say to the Lord, my father, visit me in my night season. Lord, turn every platform of famine, every platform of poverty, every platform of dryness, turn it around for me. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, turn my winter into summer. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, show me what to do to flourish. Show me what to do to progress. Show me what to do to move forward. Show me what to do to advance. Show me what to do to be what you have called me to be. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, isoprundige kwazo, isoprundige kusto sosie, ende kekolubru so ate. Beloved, I want you to present your body unto God and say to the Lord God Almighty, Lord, from today, my body is the temple of the living God. Any corruption and pollution that has entered into it through dream, let the blood of Jesus flush them out. In the mighty name of Jesus, I charge my body with fire. I charge my body with fire. I charge my body with fire of the word of God. I charge my body, my spirit, and my soul with the fire of the Holy Spirit. From today, In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, isoprondege custososa, istondege custosiate, elebri ando gogonibru sosie, esoprondege custososia, istondolobosa ate. Can you begin to say, the Lord is sanctified in my life today, therefore I dream of destiny, I dream the dream of my glorious destiny, I dream the dream of favor, I dream the dream of settlement, I dream the dream of peace, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every good and perfect gift, they come from above, they come from the Father of light, with whom is no degree of variableness, neither is any shadow of turning. Therefore, I receive divine gifts of the Holy Spirit, finding expression in dreams and in vision, finding expression in prophetic utterances, finding expression even in the word of the Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Is upon the quasasie. Let the word of the Lord come to me in my sleep continually, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Is tondege custososa, il labrondege custoso, esoprondege custoso, endege custososie, endege quaso, ende custososia, endagogososie, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Be on throne of God's heart. Beloved, can we begin to thank the Lord? God changed everything because of one person. So when anybody comes and they want their case to be addressed, they are the difference between the ruler and those who are the woman with the issue of blood. The ruler said, I come to my home and place your hand on my kid, and maybe you can make her well. But the woman with the issue of blood said, if I may just but touch the arms of his garment, I will be made whole. The will, beloved, is much more solid in the conviction and persuasion that visitation cannot be denied, than I can still handle that case a little longer. That is why when somebody will say, God, you will do all things for me, and beloved, and you come with an expectation, God answer. Everything else is put on hold to ensure that that case is dealt with. So I want us to give God thanks for what he has done. Father, we give you praise for what you have done for us this morning. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for giving victory over satanic assaults, even through the dreams. In lobolobros ite ege kwaza ato ondege kwaza elike kwaza andoke librus ate istondolobosi ate eke kwazo zia andalabosa ende kwazo zozie endoge librus zozie enda koza ate. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for bringing about a recovery, overturning every assault of the enemy to hijack our table of feasting. Lord, thank you for turning it around today, in the mighty name of Jesus, for nullifying every seed of losses, of grief, every seed of weeping sown by the enemy. Thank you for overturning it, Lord, and releasing and ushering us even to a life of profit, a life of increase, a life of favor, a life of settlement, establishment. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for causing every wicked operation of the enemy to roll back upon their own head. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. My Father, I thank you for whatsoever the Lord doeth, abideth forever. Thank you that what you have done in rescuing, deliverance, tonight is forever and ever. My Father, we dedicate the 5 a.m. session and all the meetings this week and forever unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you will take charge, you will establish your counsel, and you will do as it is pleasing in your sight in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, no good thing shall be withholden from the prevailers in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Because the Lord is for us, no man can be against us. Li ingusto zozobri andosto siate elabongu kusosie. Lord, I speak into any life that has had a contact with a dead person in their sleep. Lord, today I decree, I cut off that link and that association and any yoking with the dead in the name of Jesus. Any sponsor of darkness to speak death into any area of our life, I decree it nullified by the blood of Jesus. For Jesus has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Therefore, I speak abundant life into the life of the prevailers, our families, and those that are connected to us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It is within my peace I have given unto you, not like the world giveth. Therefore, I decree and declare, let the peace of God that passes all understanding begin to guard our heart and our mind in the name of Jesus. Therefore, no personality connected to this commission is permitted to be defiled anymore, even through dreams. In the mighty name of Jesus, no longer shall anyone suffer any form of pollution in our dreams, in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, our God, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. We've given you praise, for we've prayed in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Now unto you, the eternal King of glory, who has called me and sent me, Lord, to serve you as I serve your people. Lord, thank you because of this privileged position. Thank you for your word that you have given continually. Thank you for making me an instrument, Lord, that you use for your glory. Therefore, my Father, unto you that is able to perform the word of your servant, execute the word of your messenger, unto you that establish your counsel according to what you have spoken, and in exceeding great measure, beyond my imagination and expectation, unto you that we yet do, Lord, over and above what we expected, unto you that perform to perfection your word without fail. Unto you we return the glory. Unto you we return the honor. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, 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 amen.